This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For the small towns that dot America's countryside, the Greyhound bus is an important connection to the outside world. The silver coach with the racehound sprinting across the side panel carries symbolism along America's byways and back roads, representing adventure and opportunity. So it was a sad day last Friday when Greyhound announced it's putting the brakes on service to 260 stops between Seattle and Chicago. The company has seen a steep decline in business and says it will now focus on its most profitable routes. That's tough news for towns like Rhinelander, Wisconsin, a North Country logging village just south of the Michigan border. Constance Donahue serves on the city council there, and she's mighty upset.
I was very disturbed. I've used it to go down to Milwaukee several times, and I really don't understand, because the times that I have used Greyhound, the bus has been full.
Milwaukee is 5 hours by bus from Rhinelander. There's a small airport in the city, but Donahue says the bus was an easy, affordable, and important mode of transportation across her state.
It's leaving the probably the elderly, more importantly than the younger ones, but people who don't drive anymore, people who don't have cars, people who are low income. Plane fare is, it's just too expensive to fly to Milwaukee or Chicago. And we have no rail service, so if you don't have a car at your disposal, you're stuck here. You'll never get out of Rhinelander, I guess.
Councilwoman Donahue, what does Greyhound represent to a town like Rhinelander?
It represents freedom, being able to make a choice. I mean, I have a car, but sometimes I didn't drive because I didn't want to drive that far alone. So it was always easy to, you know, use the bus.
And there's something about looking out the window and seeing the prairies and the pastures go by. You really do get a chance to see America when you travel by bus.
Definitely, definitely. That's the only way, either by car or by bus, to see America. The trains go too fast, but it's an era that's gone. It really is. It's terrible what's happening. It's like we're going back to the pioneer days. I guess if I got a horse, I could get out of here.
Due west, the bus station in Brainerd, Minnesota, will also close. That town is probably best known for serving as the location for the Coen brothers' film Fargo. James Willeen is the mayor of Brainerd, Minnesota. He says the Greyhound closure almost hurt as much as losing the town's famous tourist attraction last summer, the towering statue of Paul Bunyan and his Blue Ox Babe.
We had Paul Bunyan's statue here for 53 years. And Greyhound has been around as long as I can remember. I mean, it's, you know, over 50-some years. And so all of a sudden here, it's the Greyhound is not going to be here anymore. It's like an end of an era. And to me, Paul Bunyan could come or go, but that Greyhound, to me, was always an excellent provider of service to this area.
Where is the bus terminal there in Brainerd?
The bus terminal right now is at the O'Connor Lodge, just on the south edge of town, on the old 371 coming into Brainerd.
What kind of people get on and off those buses?
I tell you, it's really a potpourri of people. It can be people that have a place to stay. It could be relatives. I know a lot of people that I've talked to have had like a mother or a sister or a cousin or somebody like that, and they would come up to visit relatives, and they didn't want to drive, so they get on their Greyhound bus and they come up here. We've had students, we've had vacationers, we've had people looking for employment that come up to this area. So it's all walks of life, so.
Still further west, along I-94, all the way across the state of North Dakota, the town of Beach sits smack up against the Montana border. It's an isolated spot, mainly farms and forests. The Theodore Roosevelt National Park is just outside of Beach. Julie Goldsberry is a reporter for the Golden Valley News there. She says each summer season, hundreds of temporary workers travel by bus to work at the nearby tourist shops owned by the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation.
And they hire people from all over, I mean, even outside of this country. And they come here and stay in dormitories.
And so if they close the service in August as planned, those workers might be stranded.
Well, yes, I don't know that they've developed. I mean, the person I talked to from Medora didn't know that they had a plan yet on how they were going to do that. But they, most of them come in on the bus.
In small and isolated towns, when you drive by the diner or the gas station and you see that Greyhound sign, it conjures up a sense of adventure and possibility.
Well, yeah, it kind of means you can go even if you don't have, you know, a lot of money. You can just, you know, get on and go somewhere if you need to. It's affordable transportation, we understand that they don't make much money running the bus through here, but when you take those services away from rural areas, it makes it a harder place to get to and a harder place for people to live in, and then more businesses are going to make less money. It sort of has a trickle-down effect.
It's almost like a lifeline.
Yeah, it's your, you know, part of your connection to the outside. I mean, we're still right on the interstate, so we'll get car traffic, but it just, you know, it's a few less people who are going to stop through our town.
Now that Greyhound plans to cancel service to Beach, the nearest stops will be Billings, Montana, and all the way across the state of North Dakota in Fargo.
They're both about 500 miles, so that will almost make a 1,000-mile stretch of no service that we're kind of exactly in the middle of.
That was reporter Julie Goldsberry in Beach, North Dakota, talking about the announcement that Greyhound will no longer serve that town of just over 1,000 people. We also heard from James Willeen, mayor of Brainerd, Minnesota, population 13,000, and Constance Donahue, a city councilwoman for Rhinelander, Wisconsin, population 7,700 people. Greyhound service to these towns will end August 18th.